Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We prepared for Monday, April 7th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's again a joy to share a perspective from God's Word with you. Today's message is titled, Our Greatest Inheritance. And the scripture text is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
Yesterday, we shared a time of fellowship with a grandmother and her adult grandson. Ruth and her late husband Richard sought to pass on a godly heritage to their 8 children and succeeding generations. Now her grandson Kendall holds a leadership position in his church and is passing on the faith to his 3 young children and to all in his sphere of influence. He received a great inheritance of spiritual values. Well, I'm very thankful for the inheritance I received from my parents. They were by no means rich. My dad was a pipe fitter, my mom a homemaker. Yet through the years they had accumulated some assets and passed them on equally to their 4 children. However, I am certainly more thankful for the love and faith they passed on to me.
Peter begins his first letter with a beautiful expression of praise to Almighty God. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He lists 2 gifts from God that are rich blessings to every believer. Both are a result of His great mercy toward us.
The first is the blessing that is expressed in this verse. He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have a new birth into a living hope. That's our present standing, brothers and sisters. Peter wrote the letter to encourage believers who were undergoing trials and persecution under Emperor Nero. This reminder of their present standing with God must have been so encouraging to these persecuted believers, and it should be to us as well.
Secondly, he writes, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. In this same sentence, Peter reminds these dedicated believers of a future blessing yet to be rewarded. The Jews looked forward to an inheritance in the promised land of Canaan, but Christians could now anticipate a family inheritance in the eternal city of God, where it cannot be tainted by sin. This eternal inheritance is for every believer and can never perish, spoil, or fade. These 3 words, perish, spoil, and fade, indicate permanence and continuance.
This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. The word used for kept has the sense to, quote, guard by keeping the eye upon, end quote. We can rest assured that our future inheritance is in good hands and cannot be tampered with. Today, being mindful of both our present standing and our future inheritance in Christ, may we. And I end with the verse Peter uses just a few verses later. Prepare our minds for action. Be self-controlled, setting our hope fully on the grace to be given us when Jesus Christ is revealed.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for making us joint heirs together with the family of believers in this wonderful eternal inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for us. We claim this wonderful inheritance and anxiously await the appointed date when we will experience in full the blessings it provides for us. Troubles in this life diminish our hope, but rejoicing in the life yet to be revealed gives us a living hope. Help us to fix our present hope on the future return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. We enjoy preparing these messages, and it's our prayer, and we do so before we prepare each message, that we might encourage believers all over the world. And that includes you today, whoever might be listening to our podcast. Have a blessed day. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Monday, April 7th, 2008. We do have a couple of photos up on the site today, including a photo of Kendall and his grandmother Ruth that I referred to earlier in the message. I also have a song that my nephew wrote and recorded that we have up as an audio file, along with a picture of Patrick and Astaire, cousins. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged.